You're listening to the Ask Ava podcast, where we give real answers to real questions from teens and young adults about relationships, consent, dating violence, and more. I'm Jessica Scoltetti. I'm an outreach and community engagement manager at Safe and Sound Somerset. We're an organization in Somerset County, New Jersey that offers free services for children, teens, and adults who have witnessed or experienced dating, domestic, or sexual violence. So on today's episode, we have a very special guest. This is Ella, who goes to the University of Maryland. Hi, Ella.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being here. So I'm excited to hear what you think of this topic because you went to prom a little bit more recently than I did. But today's question from youth is, Dear Ava, what if I feel pressured to have a prom date? So I want to set this up really quickly. So for those who may not know, prom is a night in high school, usually junior or senior year, where people get dressed up and they dance and have fun. I'm sure you've seen it in a movie or TV show or many of them. Sometimes it's at the high school, sometimes it's at another location. And there's a lot of pressures that come with that night. And specifically, this person was asking about, like, what if I feel pressured to have a date? So I would love, Ella, if you could kind of talk about that. It's like, what should someone do if they feel that pressure?
Yeah, well, I definitely relate to this question. Going to prom my senior year, I didn't have a date. I ended up going with my friends. And I think that there is definitely pressures to have a date. You know, everyone asks, you know, who are you going to prom with? Did you ask? You know, they have promposals where, you know, the guys or girls sometimes will go to their house and surprise them with some play on words that is an invite to prom, and they come with posters and people post pictures about it. And they're like, oh, did you see X, Y, and Z promposed to someone else? And, you know, there definitely is existing pressures to have a prom date, and not having one my senior year, I definitely experienced my range of questions and people asking me. But I think that it's important to note that it's totally fine to not have a date if you don't feel like you want one or don't feel like there's someone that you would have fun with. I went with my friends and I had a great time. And I think that there definitely are expectations when you do have a date that are also thought about, you know, pressures to spend a lot of time with your date, you know, sitting with them, going to an after party with your date. And it's really a commitment that has a lot of expectations during the whole night of prom. But I think whatever you choose to do, have a date or don't have a date, either way, you should be prioritizing yourself. It's supposed to be a fun night. It's supposed to be something for your enjoyment. And ultimately, it's your decision on what you do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like all of our other episodes on pressure. Like, you're the only person who can decide what you want. If you don't want a prom date, great. If you do want a prom date, great. But like, also, I think what comes into this is entitlement. So what I mean by that is expecting that something will happen. So for example, if someone did a promposal to somebody else and that person says no, like that other person needs to manage that emotion of like, okay, like I really want to go with them, but they don't want this. And that's okay. I don't think we talk about that enough. And that plays into a lot of what we do at Safe and Sound, which people might not make that automatic connection, but we work with survivors of sexual violence. And in that regard, it's about people who expect that someone will have sex with them. And then that person experiences sexual assault because of the other person's actions. And we can't expect or feel entitled to anyone. Even this is very innocent too, like, just, you know, expecting that someone will say yes to dancing with us at prom. You can't expect that of someone else. It's not fair. And it doesn't show that you respect them as a person and that they can make their own decisions.
Yeah. You just made me think back to when I was talking about promposals and like expectations. I know there were definitely people who, you know, maybe there were different options of people that they could go to prom with, and they got promposed to by someone that they really didn't want to go to prom with, and they, had someone else in mind. And I think that there's an expectation that when someone does a promposal that they'll say yes, which is not always the case. I think that there have been instances where people will propose, and sometimes it can be a super public thing. They sometimes make the posters and buy things for these promposals. But I think it's important to emphasize that you're also allowed to say no. If someone asks you to prom that you don't want to go to prom with, you fully can say no to them because there are expectations that come with your prom date. That means, like you said, having to dance with them or having to get pictures with them and things like that. So I think that it's also important to remember that you have free will to say who you go to prom with. You can say no to someone and say yes to someone else. And I think that there's a lot of pressures with promposals that are also overlooked, especially more public promposals. Sometimes they happen in the high school. Sometimes people go to each other's houses, and that can make it, all have all the more pressure to say yes. But at the end of the day, you should have free will on who you go to prom with.
I love that. Yes, I agree. You're making me think about all the movies and TV shows that do have proms in them. And like, I think a lot of people, including myself, when I was in high school, like, you're expecting that prom is going to be like this super magical, perfect night, where everything goes right. It's not always like that. I'm not saying that to like make anyone feel bad, but like, it's a party, it's a dance, right? It's another night. It's not like, but and I had fun, right? I had a good time, but I think people put a lot of pressure into that situation without really looking at it as like what it really is. And like, have fun, right? Like, I love that you talked about going with your friends. Go and have fun. Like, that's what it's about. Like, if you are going. I also wanted to talk about the pressure to hook up with your prom date or have sex or whatever that looks like if you're of age. There is a pressure that exists a lot of times with prom and sex. And we just want to be really clear that, again, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. And you can set your boundaries. And even if this is someone you're in a relationship with, like, there should not be a pressure for you to do any kind of sexual activity if you don't want to do that or you're not of age. And if there is a pressure or someone is forcing you, that is sexual assault and it's not your fault and you're not alone. And you can call or text our helpline for support. We have counseling, we have a sexual assault response team. We have someone who can just listen to you on our helpline. So I just wanted to mention that too, is that unfortunately, sometimes that happens on prom night, and it is not the person's fault if it happens to them. So I don't know,
Yeah.
Ella, if you had anything to add to that.
Honestly, I think you hit a lot of the important points. I think when you go to prom with someone, it's supposed to be because you're enjoying each other's company. And I don't think your prom date should ever be someone who's forcing you to do anything that you don't want to do. Just because they're your prom date doesn't mean that they can call the shots or, put you in situations that make you uncomfortable. And agreeing to go to prom with someone doesn't mean that you also have to do everything that they want to do. I think that's important to emphasize, whether it's something sexual, whether it's what you do after prom, whether it's even what you do during prom. If they want to do things that you're not interested in doing, prom is supposed to be fun for both parties. And I think that making sure that everyone is enjoying themselves and is comfortable with everything going on and is probably one of the most important things about that type of night.
You're making me think too of what we always emphasize about healthy relationships with peers, which is if one person's making all the decisions on prom night and they're not listening to you, they're not letting you have a say or anything, that means they're taking power and control away from you. Like, in a healthy relationship, both people would be able to express their needs and wants and boundaries, and that both people would listen and come to compromises, and nobody feels pressured or unsafe or threatened. So I can already see that happening when you mentioned that, like if someone's calling all the shots, if you will. on prom night.
Yeah.
Like that's really, that can be really unsafe and scary for somebody else. So thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, of course. It can definitely be a difficult situation, especially in a more like party setting, like prom, you know, there's music and food going on and a lot of people want to interact with. So I could definitely see how it can be overwhelming sometimes if people feel as if they're not being heard or they're not doing things that they want to do in that kind of setting. So yeah, I think it's super important to recognize that someone should always be valuing how your experience is as well and be a mutual fun night for everyone.
Absolutely. We didn't even get into talking about the expectations of buying like the prettiest dress or the tux that costs the most or, you know, having a boutonniere for or a corsage, which all costs money and like not everybody can afford even to go to prom. But that's another like pressure I think that exists. I know it's a little bit off topic, but I was just thinking about it.
No, for sure. That also made me think about the pressures that come with prom king and prom queen. There are so many that surround that within itself. I think that there are definitely some people who place more pressure on those kind of labels or even what you do with those labels and, you know, a bunch of things that surround prom king and queen. But it's important to recognize that, like you said, things like dresses or who you go with or what you do are all certain pressures that are definitely seen during prom. And at the end of the day, you should be doing what makes you happy.
Yes, I think that's a great way to end this episode is just do what makes you feel happy, like Ella said, and safe. Do what makes you feel good. If you have a date, you know, make sure you're doing things that you both feel good doing. And you'll have a fun night. And that's what matters, right? So the pressures don't always have to be there and you can let them roll off your back. It does take work, though, because we all know that. With prom comes pressure, and it doesn't have to be that way, but we feel it. So it's there, and we're validating that.
Yes, it is there.
There. So thank you so much, Ella, for being here as our resident prom expert today.
Yes, of course. Thank you for having me.
To speak with an expert about relationship or sexual violence, call or text the Safe and Sound Somerset 24/7 confidential helpline at 866-685-1122 for supportive listening, information, and safety planning. In the United States, you can also call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 800-799-7233. Or the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 800-656-4673. Want to ask Ava a question? Submit it at www.safe-sound.org/ask-ava. Thank you for listening today. Join us next time here on Ask Ava.